As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, May the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, that too as well. Solutions, solutions, and solutions. Yep, you got it. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the last, excuse me. If you can't remember what you're going to say, well, don't say it. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long access or in the Austin, Texas area, we'll fire up that chainsaw-like tongue. Call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out this morning, again, as we love to do, Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis in Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your listening, local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Let's put that business behind us and go here. Equities recover earlier losses. Precious metals traverse a narrow band. The U.S. dollar and crude oil stabilize. The rich buy expensive toys as BP's Macondo gently weeps. All that in the news this morning. Self-transformation, Frank Knight, The Responsibility of Freedom, James Mallon, Science and Humanities, and John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism. I keep talking about John Stuart Mill. We haven't gotten there yet, but I'd sure like to today. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Friday this morning, May the 28th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago finds gold trading up 50 cents at $12,1250, $1,212.50 an ounce. Silver off 11 at $18.40 an ounce. Platinum off 10 bucks at $1,553. Palladium reportedly flat. I don't know if I can believe that or not, but palladium flat at $463. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning so far, $1,209.50 for a low, $1,216.60 for a high, relatively narrow trading band there, about $5. But at $1,212.50, your gold is up year to year, $264.20 for a 27.80% return on your investment, which should answer the question why all of the prices of everything that you need have gone up by 27.80% in the last 12 months. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the bell, rang the bell, set the price at $1,214. Pick it up right there on the other side of this first break. Be back for much, much more. Stay with us.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and finish out that market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold up 50 cents, trading at $1,212.50. Silver up off 11 cents, trades at $18.40 for a troy ounce of silver in the bullion market. Platinum this morning off 10 bucks, trades at $1,553, and palladium flat on early trading at $463 an ounce. The London Gold Fix again this morning at Boys in London, that's the London Bullion Market Association, LBMA. Visit their website. Check it out. Scurry around. Find out who these cretins actually are. $1,214 is what they set the price at. We're trading a buck and a half below that at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The SPDR gold shares this morning bump up another 0.30 ton for a holding now in their stockpile, ostensibly of 1,267.93 tons. The State Street Global Advisors put a value on this pile of gold at $49.35 billion in exchange-traded funds. You might visit their website as well, SPDR Gold Shares. Find out more about them. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had a big jump in the first 30 minutes of trading. They started to recover the losses made earlier. They closed out yesterday up 285 at 10,000. 259 points. The NASDAQ closed up 82 yesterday at 2,278. The S&P 500 closed up 35 at 1,103. Crude oil this morning up a penny, $74.56 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. I guess our listeners to this broadcast didn't have any trouble converting the number of barrels being leaked per hour or per day by Macondo into numbers of gallons, because you all know the multiplier, 42 gallons per barrel of light sweet crude. Anyway, up a penny at $74.56 a barrel for light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 2 basis points. On the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, this is a USDX, is a trade-weighted basket of currencies, is running 86.28. Of course, that impacts the Forex markets, as it always does. The Canadian dollar, the loonie this morning, up 15 basis points, trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 11 at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 1 at $1.24 U.S. The British pound off 19 basis points, trades at $1.46, and that Swiss franc off 18 basis points, trades at 87 cents U.S. So if you're involved in foreign exchange, that's your rates. The bond market this morning kind of have a pretty wide spread there between the 2-year and the 10-year, but it is narrowing. There's a 2.49% spread there between the 2-year and the 10. But the 2-year is yielding 0.83%, the 10-year at 3.32%, and the 30-year at 4.22%. And all those bonds are right around $100 if you want to buy one. I don't know why anyone would, but at those yields, but some people do. The mortgage market this morning continuing to see this downward slide. Now again, a reversal of its previously upward trend, now downward trending. And, of course, that's getting people to hurry out and take advantage of these declining interest rates and get their houses refinanced before they're foreclosed. But the 15-year fixed mortgage, my number one choice, my number one preference, I would recommend you to always look at the 15-year mortgages first, moves down from 4.38% a month ago to 4.34% today. The 30-year moves down from 5.13% to 4.87%. And so that's the market report there this morning. This off of Reuters, the Reuters article off the Guardian.co.uk website. They don't list an author here. I must have been just kind of a collaborative writing project. No, here's the author. Well, now I know why they hid it. I guess this is a homie. We'll just call him homie. London, May 28th, new news. Reuters, gold rose on Friday, but the return of risk appetite in global markets curbed its safe haven appeal while boosting palladium to its highest in over a week. Yeah. If you write these kind of articles on a regular basis, you have those kinds of sentences in your cut, copy, and paste bin, and you just whip them out when you need them and drop them in. Let's see what else it has to say. Fears of a crisis in the Eurozone that could derail the region's already fragile economic recovery sparked a sell-off across other commodities earlier this week, as investors dumped riskier assets in search for safety. That's always this flight to safety thing. That's when people pile into the gold markets, as we've seen the SPDR gold shares doing for the last couple of weeks. Spot gold was quoted at, we don't need to have that again. The flight to gold has stopped, they say. The flight to gold has stopped, but people are still holding it. They haven't gotten out. They're going to hold it to wait and see whether the price action with euro goes. Kind of a queer statement, nevertheless. That's the truth. Typically, people get into gold and they stay there. You might not want to be 100% in gold like somebody I know, but you definitely want to consider it as a safe haven, a place to park some of those Federal Reserve notes. Gold also found modest fundamental support from a rise in the holdings of the world's largest gold-backed exchange-traded fund, the SPDR Gold Trust. And that's another way that you can look them up on the web. Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or web ferret it up. The SPDR Gold Trust. To a new record showing global appetite for less risky investments continues on lingering Eurozone debt fears and tensions between South and North Korea. Benchmark U.S. gold futures for June delivery on the COMEX division of the New York Mercantile Exchange was up 60 cents at $1,212.50 an ounce. And then it talks about tension. Bullion traders will closely monitor currency markets, which will seek direction from macroeconomic data from what the U.S., where personal spending for debt for April is blah, 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 blah. Gold is done. It's bit, and now it's a bit struggling to gain traction, said Nick Moore. Well, Nick, you really ought to go back to school. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard anybody. The tensions are switching away from safe haven, and I think that leaves gold somewhat exposed in the near term. There might be some truth to that. We might see a little bit more of a volatility creeping back into the gold market for some time. But again, if you've been watching it for any length of time at all, you'll notice that the lows keep getting higher and the highs keep getting higher, at least on my charts, indicating a continuing upward trend in this bull market in gold, one of the longest running bull markets we know of. Let's go into another it here. Rather interesting. Yes, let's hit this one. This is off the Bloomberg website. Consumer spending in U.S. unexpectedly stalls as saving rise. Now, we talked about wants and needs all last week, all of this week as well, wants and needs. But this article by Timothy Homan, down, dude. Put some words on paper here. May the 28th, Bloomberg, consumer spending in the U.S. Unexpectedly stalled in April as Americans used growing wages to rebuild savings. Are you using your growing wages to rebuild your savings? We'll be right back.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, if we can believe anything that comes out of the morning news, here's this article again off Bloomberg. Consumer spending in the U.S. unexpectedly. It always unexpectedly. Unexpectedly, no one expected this one, came right out of the blue and caught them. But it's unexpectedly stalled as savings rise. Give us a break. Consumer spending again in the U.S. unexpectedly stalled in April as Americans use growing wages to rebuild savings. In other words, don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. It had a little bit of an impact. People didn't spend their money on the 15th through the 19th. Unexpectedly stalled. The pause in purchases, compared with a 0.3% increase projected by the median forecast of economists surveyed by Bloomberg News, blah, 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 figures showed today in Washington that incomes climbed 0.4% for a second month, and the savings rate rose for the first time in 4 months. Why on earth are people putting their money in bank savings, passbook savings? Are you out of your minds? Once again, gold this morning, $1,212.50, up 50 cents an ounce for a 27.80% return on your investment in gold if you'd bought it a year ago. You're not going to get that at your local savings bank, I assure you. Besides, you put money in these banks, and what do? They turn around and they apply the miracle of fractional reserve banking on that, and they make a fortune, and you get the shaft. Buy the gold. Buy the gold. Increasing wages will probably help mitigate the damage from the financial turmoil caused by the European debt crisis. As if the financial turmoil caused by the European debt crisis is going to impact you in small-town America. Or big-town America. Anyway, profits at retailers from Target Corporation to Gap. Quit buying that crap. You don't need this junk. From Target Corporation to Gap. I can't remember having been in a Target building, and I have never been in a Gap. Are beating estimates. And hiring is picking up, giving Americans the means to boost both spending and savings in coming months. Any improvement in spending or support to spending has come from gains in the labor market. Julia Coronado, a senior U.S. economist at BNP Paribas in New York, said before the report, we are still in a pretty moderate recovery. Nothing pretty about this. And they're certainly not moderates. This is progressive. This is socialist action at work. But as she says, we're still in a pretty moderate recovery. I don't know about that, honey. The median estimate was based on 77 economists surveyed. Projections were, well, who cares? It unexpectedly stalled. Even with 77 economists, they couldn't figure it out. Somebody provide a map and a compass. These boys are lost. The median estimate of economists surveyed called for a 0.4% advance in incomes. Nice for them to say so. Wages and salaries in April rose 0.4% after climbing 0.3% in March. Of course, all of those raises went to government workers. More savings? The saving rate climbed to 3.6% last month, the highest level since January. If you have any debt, if you're in debt out there, Mr. and Mrs. America, you got any money, you know, any balance on your credit cards, if you still owe money on your house, you don't need to put money in a savings account. You need to pay off your debts. Get out from underneath that interest rate. The idea, putting money in a savings account, a passbook savings account, when you're paying 15, 16, 18, 20, 25%, interest on those cards. Get real. Employment gains. The labor market is likely to determine the pace of spending in coming months. Employers have increased payrolls in five of the last 6 months, culminating in a 290,000 gain in April. That was the biggest gain in 4 years. Yeah, but we had 470,000 people applying for their first unemployment check last month. How can we talk about a 290,000 gain in jobs with 470,000 people signing up for unemployment? Sounds to me like a 220,000 loss would have been a better way of saying it. But I guess it all just depends on whether you look at the glass as being half empty or half full. As consumer spending, again, stalls, it's not the only place where consumer spending stalls. Let's see if I can find the right one here. Here it is. Let's go here. So for Mom and Pop America out there, your consumer spending has stalled in April. But traders rev up Aston Martins, Maseratis as the supercar taboo fades. This one is by Sarah Gay Forden and Doran Levin. I don't imagine that they have any relatives in Israel. May 25th, Bloomberg. Trader Craig Poehler couldn't hold out any longer. A trader. Yeah, he's a trader, all right, but it's not spelled with a D. It's an I-T-O-R. Trader Craig Poehler couldn't hold out any longer. Browsing at the Miller Motor Cars dealership in Greenwich, Connecticut, he spotted a $130,000 Aston Martin Vantage Coupe he had been dreaming about for months. The second I saw it, I knew I was going to buy it, said Poehler, 48, who trades oil and petroleum products. I've wanted one for a long time since I started seeing them in London when I went on business. Look at this car, folks. It's a beauty. It's a beauty. Anyway, $130,000 Aston Martin Vantage Coupe. Super luxury cars, whose sales plunged after Lehman Brothers Inc.'s collapse and the ensuing finance crisis, are making a comeback. Fiat's, SPA's Maserati, and Ferrari brands, Bayerisch Motorwerk and AG's, Rolls-Royce, and Daimler AG's Maybach are moving out of the lots again as taboos over conspicuous consumption fade with the recovering economy. All right? Well, this is kind of an important thing. Remember when everyone was advised during the G20 over there in Canary Row or Canary Wharf in England, everyone was advised in the city of London to dress down, right? Dress down. Leave your $4,000 suit hanging in the closet and wear dungarees. Well, there was a taboo that kind of fell over the marketplace as these pilfering bastards cleaned out everybody's savings accounts and took all of our retirements away from us as well. But that having now been forgotten, they're looking at these automobiles again. U.S. sales this year of cars priced at more than $100,000 may jump 42% after falling 30% in 2009. Cars priced more than $100,000. Wouldn't you love to live in a $100,000 home? These guys are driving them around, parking them in the parking garage. U.S. gross domestic product has expanded on an average annualized 3.7% a quarter since the middle of last year after the biggest economic slump, blah, blah, blah. Poor taste? Well, demand for the most expensive car models plummeted in the fall of 2008 after the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers and the arrest of Bernie Madoff for a $50 billion pyramid scheme. The largest investment fraud in history set in motion a financial crisis that prompted wealthy consumers to rein in their spending. Poor taste? It was poor taste to be flashing greenbacks around, said Rebecca Lindland, an IHS Global Insight analyst in Lexington, Massachusetts. You don't think of this segment as having pent-up demand, but there is. These buyers are people that need to be the first ones on the block to have the latest model. Remember the stuff we've been talking about, man's self-transformation? All of this difference between want and need? Outdoing the Joneses every time? Satisfying your Jones for expensive stuff, being the first one on the block to have the latest model. The U.S. is the largest maker for the most expensive luxury cars, often referred to as supercars. A rebound in stocks and bonuses has revived demand for such vehicles. Well, we'll pick that up on the other side of these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so the article continues and says this. It says the U.S. stock market posted its biggest gains last year since the 1930s, roaring 20s, 1930s, and creation of the Federal Reserve banking system. And bank earnings soared, including record profits at Goldman Sachs, Inc., leading to bigger bonuses. Average compensation and benefits at Goldman last year was $498,246 per person. That's average. That's average. That includes the people that clean the Johnnies, hand the towels to the guys in the men's room. That includes the people that vacuum up after hours. All the secretary of the word processing pool. Average compensation and benefits of Goldman Sachs last year, $498,246 per person, compared with, oh, so very poor, $316,928 a year the year earlier. The five-hour polish. Lindland estimates Rolls-Royce will increase U.S. sales almost 20% this year on demand for the new Ghost, which is 17 inches shorter and nearly 600 pounds lighter than the Phantom. The baby Rolls sports a 12-cylinder, 563-horsepower engine, is hand-polished for 5 hours before delivery, and has leather from bulls raised in barbed-wire-free pastures. of course, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? The reason why they use only bulls is that they have thicker skin, right? And barbed wire-free pastures means that there's no scratches or blemishes in the leather seats in the baby Rolls Royce. Other models in demand are Maserati's Grand Cabrio Convertible and Aston Martin's $198,000 Rapide, analysts said. Quote, "These are very emotional vehicles," close quote, said Jeremy Anwill, who runs the automotive website Edmunds.com. Quote, "The people who were holding back had money but needed a good reason to buy," close quote. Waiting lists for the Ferrari Californias and 458s or 458s are growing again, said Richard Koppelman from the Miller Motor Cars dealership, explaining he sold out of the 458 and has a waiting list of 180 people. Want to buy a Ferrari this year? Of course, you've heard about this widening spread between the very, very rich and the very, very poor. Well, there's at least 180 individuals in the very, very rich category that are on a waiting list for a Ferrari California and a 458. Quote, "People who still have jobs are saying that things didn't get as bad as they could have been," close quote. Didn't get as bad as they could have been. Quote, "Earnings are good on Wall Street. People are getting tired of doing without and are saying, why not? Demand," there's that key word again, "demand is definitely strengthening a lot." Demand. Of course, they've got billions and billions of dollars of your money, tax dollars, in their pockets, just burning a hole. Baby, gonna have a new car this year. Daimler AG, which makes the Maybach, or Maybach, M-A-Y-B-A-C-H, the 1930s-era ultra-luxury brand reintroduced by the German carmaker in 2002, expects premium demand to improve faster than the rest of the auto market. And you're out there looking for a 1978 Toyota Corolla, probably. Chief Executive Officer Dieter Zeit said, "The Maybach was updated this year with a new grille and a more powerful 12-cylinder engine." See, these are the same people that invest in the carbon market, honey. They want to penalize you. They want you to go around in one of these pedal cars, a rickshaw, the rickshaw brand, with the optional umbrella. And they're driving 12-cylinder Maybachs and Maseratis. 568 horsepower. Adorned with Swarovski crystal. Crystal doorknobs in your Maserati. And optional perfume atomizer in the rear compartment. Maybach models, whose owners include Donald Trump and Madonna, start at $358,000. The brand delivered 200 vehicles last year. These are the people that will be sitting in the manors and the mansions all across America and around the world. These are the Roman Abramovich, those that can have enough money to not only own oil wells and gold mines and be the governor of places like the Jewish Autonomous Oblast in the Soviet Union, formerly. They can also afford an English soccer team. You know, just little stuff. Little stuff. To go with his yacht, he has a little swing-out arm that comes out of the side of the vessel, his great big yacht, and it goes down to the dock, and he drives his car off the ramp and down the dock and out into the city for a night on the town when he decides to dock on land. Sometimes he just uses his helicopter, but just in case his friends drop by, he has a second helicopter on the back, another second helicopter port on the back of his yacht. Look that fellow up, maybe. Roman Abramovich. Continuing here, during the crisis, premium declined because the mood wasn't there, while mass market demand declined because money wasn't there. As Zetsky said in an interview, mood is something that can change faster, and this has certainly proven to be the course, or the case. Well, there's a lot more to this article. We're not going to go there. Let's go from there over to this. This is an interesting development, certainly interesting to me. Perhaps it would be to you as well. Spiker, off Bloomberg, Olana Kinander writes this, Spiker in talks to build a version of the 1950s Saab model. Yep. Jump up and grab this article, folks. The hot links are precious. May the 28th, Bloomberg, Spiker Cars NV, Saab Automobiles owner, is in talks with automakers to share technology and an underbody for a new car based on the 1950s Saab model. Chief Executive Officer Victor Mueller said in an interview, discussions are already ongoing. Mueller said in a telephone interview yesterday on his way from Gothenburg, Sweden to Saab's plant in Trollhättan, quote, that will be on my plate for the next 100 days, close quote. The new small car would be a teardrop shape inspired by the Saab 92 model that was in production between 1949 and 1956, he said, declining to say with whom he's been negotiating. Now, if you don't know what a Saab 92 is, and if you haven't followed the discussions on the side about Richard Buckminster Fuller and his Dymaxion automobile, and if you don't understand that Saab is principally an aviation and aircraft designing and build firm, then you can't appreciate the Saab 92. Aerodynamic, teardrop in shape, a very lightweight automobile, reasonably inexpensive, no frills, exceedingly economical, came in a two-cycle, two-cylinder engine, then a two-cycle, three-cylinder engine, a fantastic automobile, a cavernous trunk, very unusual. You had to pour oil in the gas tank along with the gas because it was two-cycle, and it sounded just like a chainsaw. You step on the gas, you let the pedal off, it goes into freewheeling, and it goes ring ding 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 like a chainsaw. You're driving down a hill, you take your foot off the gas, and the automobile freewheels. It just floats on down the hill. Very interesting little automobile. But this new small car would be a teardrop shaped, inspired by the Saab 92 model that was in production between 1949 and 1956, he said, declining to say with whom he's been negotiating. Spiker, the Dutch maker of supercars, bought Saab in February from General Motors, completing a 14-month effort by GM to either unload the company or close it down. Saab, which begins selling the new 9.5 model on May the 31st, has spent the last 3 months restarting production and severing the GM ties. Saab is going to have to reignite interest in the brand, go back to its core values of the 1980s and the 1990s, when it appealed to creative professionals such as architects, said Ian Fletcher, a European automotive analyst at IHS Global Insight in London. Mueller has to be optimistic. This is a very interesting development. Could it be? Could we actually go back to a Saab 92? Oh, I hope so.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Now, if you're not familiar with the Saab automobiles and you're sitting by your computer, you can just simply type it into Wikipedia. Just type S-A-A-B. That's how you pronounce it, or how you spell Saab. Saab. Saab 96. Or you could type in Saab 93 or 92. And all you need to do to advance it along through the various models is to change that last digit from a 92 to a 93 to a 93 to a 96 and so on. But you'll see a beautiful little photograph here of the Saab automobiles, and they're very peculiar looking things, but they are aerodynamic in design. They have a sloping windshield, they have kind of a teardrop style in the back, very rounded automobile, voluminous inside, huge doors, comfortable seats, flat floors because it's a front engine vehicle with no transmission, it's front wheel drive. It's virtually unstoppable. If my father had one, grew up riding around in a Saab, loved it dearly. It would go anywhere. It was designed and for the Swedes, and of course it fit into Alaska's scenery beautifully. It could drive in any new fresh snow, and it didn't matter how deep the snow was or whatever, because it was front-wheel drive. Even if you needed to chain her up, you just push the old gas pedal down, and it would just pull you right on through the snow. Delightful automobile. And again, it had that freewheeling feature. When you took your foot off the gas, you just coasted. Wasn't that smart, like coaster brakes? Intelligent automobile. Well, if Saab Spyker reintroduces this automobile, perhaps they'll realize another one of the reasons why the architects, the engineers, the airline pilots, and so many other loved the automobile, because it was generally inexpensive. It was simplicity. It was a mode of transportation. Oh boy, I certainly hope they make these automobiles available again. I might break tradition. bust open the saddlebags, take a little gold to the nearest dealer, and come home in a Saab 96. Well, that's that article. Let's go over here. British Petroleum, still in the news, of course. Their top kill thing. Well, maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. BP works to stop the Gulf spill bigger than the Exxon Valdez again. Well, I'm not going to give you all of this stuff. It's getting a little tiresome. But the top kill attempt restarted at 7 p.m. New York time yesterday. This is May 28th, new news. So I guess they're only doing this top killing at night for some reason or another. Perhaps it's because the lighting is better. If they're using lighting, artificial lighting from their robotics, maybe they get a better idea of what they're doing down there. But the top kill attempt restarted at 7 p.m. New York time, said the U.S. Coast Guard Chief Bob Lora. The effort began on May the 26th and was suspended the same day, blah, blah, blah. What we do believe we've done is successfully pump some drilling mud into the well boring, Doug Suttles, BP Chief's operating officer for exploration and production, said yesterday at a press conference in Robert, Louisiana, and they're going to continue and blah, 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 blah. It goes down a little bit further here. It says the company, again, the amount of oil being spilled, well, excuse me, here it is. Based on the midpoint of the best estimates released by the Flow Rate Technical Group, the well may have leaked about 527,000 barrels as of May the 26th since the rig sank. That has exceeded the 260,000 barrels spilled by the Exxon Valdez, blah, blah, blah. But what they're talking about here and revealing in print now is that the well has been leaking at an estimated rate of 12,000 to 19,000 barrels a day, in contrast to the 5,000 barrels a day that was released on the very first day of the media frenzy. And as I mentioned on Oracle Unleashed, that 5,000 number was just a little too convenient. The Transocean was drilling at a depth of 5,000 feet, and they claim 5,000 barrels. The fives and the fives are the product of liars. It generally doesn't work that way. And as we discover here, 12,000 to 19,000 barrels may have been a better estimate. So there's more on that. They're going to continue along with it. And also, let's just jump out of that article and jump over to this one and go to the White House. Whatever is necessary to protect and restore the Gulf Coast. If you go up onto whitehouse.gov this morning, you'll see on the front page, on the home page, on the White House blog, that there is a, looks like a 63-minute interview, a press briefing that's available for you to view. And it covers a considerable amount of material where Barry the Usurper is in the presence of a large contingent of people in the media and other experts say, and they're grilling him on all of this stuff. All right? So it's rather interesting. I wasn't able to listen to all of it this morning, time being precious for me between 6 and the time the broadcast starts. But nevertheless, it was interesting. And even though the swivel-headed jughead, swivel-necked jughead, had much to say, it really, well, I'm not going to, I won't, I still want to go back and I want to listen to the rest of it and then read the transcript. Maybe you'd want to do the same thing. They're definitely coming around. They're not playing too much of a game of cover-up. They're starting to realize that there's just far too much heat and far too much attention, and this is far too serious a matter for them to try and sweep this under the rug. There are changes that are being made. Some of them may be good. Some of them not so good. It's going to impact. It's going to impact our oil refining and discoveries for some time. Here's another one. That's all I'm doing. I'm just pointing you there to whitehouse.gov. You go there and you listen to the blog. I could pick out little snippets to put up as sound clips. But really, it's far too long to play, and I think it's well worth your time to just go up and get the information so that you're not dependent upon second-party and third-party stories. Here's another one. I want to close on this one for the news today. Shell taps shale with 4.7 billion East resources by. Royal Dutch Shell, this is by Fred Pals, New news. Royal Dutch Shell, PLC's Europe's largest energy producer, agreed to buy most of the closely held East Resources Inc. for $4.7 billion in cash, expanding its holdings of U.S. shale gas deposits. Okay? And Shell is catching up with ExxonMobil and BP PLC in snapping up unconventional gas reserves in anticipation of prices for the cleaner burning fuel will recover as governments curb carbon dioxide emissions. So they're positioning themselves for this new carbon market system. But at the same time, which really aggravates me, is that here is Royal Dutch Shell buying up oil shale in the United States. BP, PLC, Resource and Exploration is in our Gulf of Mexico, inside of our coastal waters, and they're doing explorations. BP runs the Alyeska pipeline. BP is in the Arctic drilling oil. What's up with that, folks? Why don't we have, honest to God, United States companies, corporations, involved in developing our own resources? Well, perhaps it's tit for tat. What goes around comes around. Sauce that's goose for the gander is good for the goose, right? But to me, it just doesn't ring right. Why are we dependent? You know, it's not creating independence, oil independence, energy independence, when we're still dependent on foreign companies. It's just, what difference does it make whether they're doing explorations in Mozambique or in the United States? It just doesn't seem right. Let ExxonMobil, you know, or BP and Royal Dutch Shell fight over Canada, maybe, or something. Let the Canadians deal with that. But in the United States, you know, what's wrong with Phillips Petroleum or some of the longtime U.S. companies doing our exploration and our drilling? Maybe they would have a greater interest. Maybe they would have our interests at heart if they're a United States of America company, any one of our several states. If they're based in the United States and their employees are coming from the United States and their engineering groups are U.S. and if their geologists are U.S. and all of that, maybe we would get a little bit better service from these people. Maybe they would pay a little bit more attention to not only their bottom line, but about the quality of the work that they've been doing. I noticed overnight that BP comes up on the top of the list for the most corrupt, dangerous petroleum producers on the planet. Well, so much for all of that. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christo's Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christo's Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour of today's broadcast, went into some financial news, looked at what's going down in the automotive industry a little bit from the top end, maybe something hopeful coming from Saab on the bottom end of things. Not that Saab has ever taken the bottom of the barrel, but certainly Saab would have an opportunity if they really wanted to be true to the Saab 92 and 93 and the 96. If they wanted to be true to that, they could produce an automobile that would maybe be affordable. Maybe we could have an automobile that would be less than $20,000 or $30,000, that would at the same time be not only cost efficient, but would be a fuel miser, such as the original automobile was, and be good for all seasons. Roomy, comfortable, big trunk, and all of that stuff. Aerodynamically designed, but not these things that get lost in a parking lot. You'd be able to look into a parking lot and see your automobile right off the bat. I would be interested in seeing that come back. Talking about British Petroleum a little bit as well. During the break, I jumped up on the ExxonMobil site and just take a look at that. I really haven't dug in and found out all about them, who they are, where they are, where they're housed, and where they're based. But their products are ExxonMobil, Esso, Exxon, and Mobil. Where's Chevron in all of this? Have I been out of the loop for so long that Standard Oil is no longer on the radar screen? Why is it that Exxon and BP are in bed with the Interior Department's Mineral Management Services partners? What happened to Standard Oil? Did Rockefellers go away? What's going on? Maybe it's just because the Rockefellers own the Interior Department of Interior, and that's why their name doesn't show up on all of that. But anyhow, let's jump over here. I want to pick up this other article. Let me see if I can get to that. Hold on a second. There's so many on the browser here this morning. Here we go. This is back to the discussion of the British Petroleum. Macondo gently weeps. BP pressured rig workers to hurry before the disaster, the father says. This article off Bloomberg News this morning, New News, Joe Carroll and Laurel Brubaker Calkins writing, the highest-ranking crew member to perish aboard the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig warned his family that BP PLC was pressuring him to sacrifice safety for the sake of time and money, his father said. Jason Anderson, there's a nice name, Jason Anderson, good Scotsman there, Scottish family. Jason Anderson, one of 11 rig workers presumed dead after an April 20 explosion and fire sank the Deepwater Horizon and triggered the worst oil spill in U.S. history, told relatives in February and March that BP was urging him to accelerate the work on the Macondo well off the Louisiana coast, said his father, Billy Anderson. On previous wells drilled with the same rig, Jason Anderson, 35-year-old employee of the vessel, owner Transocean Limited, had been able to convince BP representatives to eschew shortcuts that he believed would compromise safety, his father said. But in the 8 weeks preceding the disaster, BP stepped up the pressure and overruled safety objections, Billy Anderson, who is 66, said. Quote, my Jason, he says, told me that he had argued BP down a few times on previous wells when they wanted him to speed things up and make changes that were unsafe. Billy Anderson said yesterday in an interview at his home near Blessings, Texas, about 110 miles southwest of Houston. quote, but the last two times he was home, he said they were putting more and more pressure on him, and he was worried. The Anderson family has retained Texas attorney Ernest Cannon to represent their interests. We'll pick that up on the other side, find out about a little bit more about BP, and then we'll go into some other interesting material.
About the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again, and for the last time this morning, to our Friday, May the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, joined as we are in the second hour here by AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis in Jordan, Minnesota, and I thank them for carrying this broadcast. And certainly, you know, as I read through this article from BP, I am still remembering the material discussed in the first hour, especially the Saab, the idea that Saab would actually consider, that they would even deign to resurrect the Saab, earlier Saab models, the 93 and the 96. What a blessing that would be. I would certainly stand in line for that for any of you that have driven the Saab or know anything about them. Can you imagine what it would be like to have five speeds with an overdrive on the column, the kind of fuel efficiency that you would be able to get? You know, the Saab always was a bit of a sporty little dude. It's been probably has won as many motocrosses and rallies as just about any other automobile out there. It was a delightful thing to drive. And it was very intelligent, you know, big windows, nice big doors, lots of metal, nice cloth inside, but not ostentatious. Flat floors inside it with a rubber mat. Boy, I'd love to go back to that. Whoever said we had to drag the living room inside of our automobiles? You know, reclining chairs and overstuffed chairs and all of that nonsense. All that does is just, you know, makes it a real mess if the dog comes in and pukes or the child pees in the car, you know. What? Anyway, you got the idea. Go back to something simple, a little bit of steel instead of plastic dashboards and all that. That would be so nice. Back to this article. Sad story, really. It truly is a sad story, but it just points to the corruption at the highest levels in British Petroleum, putting greed first, you know, profit good, loss bad in this new economic moral system that we have. I guess it's ethics, not morals. The explosion, the Billy Anderson said surviving crew members have told him that on the night of the disaster, his son was on a part of the rig called the drilling floor. Directing eight other transocean workers in an effort to control a surge of pressure flowing up from the wellhead about 5,000 feet below the surface. All nine were within a few feet of the pipe connecting the rig to the sea floor when it erupted, killing them and two workers employed by M.I. Sweco, a joint venture of Smith International Inc. and Schlumberger Limited, Billy Anderson said. BP Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward told the CNN television network on May the 26th that a, quote, a whole series of failures preceded the disaster. Quote, safe, reliable operations are our number one, close quote. John Pack, a spokesman for London-based BP, said today in a telephone interview, it's been Tony's number one since he got here, and we obviously would not comment on things under investigation, under several investigations, close quote. Boy, if you go up in the blogosphere, you're going to find lots available to refute those statements by BP. 22.8 million gallons. BP, the largest oil producer in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico. Why isn't that Exxon, or why isn't that Standard Oil, or why isn't that ConocoPhillips? BP, the largest oil producer in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico. It's a way to put money in the Rothschilds' pocket, isn't it? Yesterday began trying to staunch the flow of millions of gallons of crude by forcing fluids heavier than oil into its damaged well. Government panel estimates the leaks may have spewed 542,000 barrels, or 22.8 million gallons of crude into the sea, more than twice the amount spilled by the Exxon Valdez. Notice they correctly state on one hand spewed as opposed to spilled. We've talked about that before. Spewed, Bereshit. Jason Anderson talked of his concerns about BP putting rising pressure on the crew to bypass safety precautions during the seven-day shore visits he was allowed between three-week stints above the deepwater horizon, said Billy Anderson, who's been involved in the oil field services equipment industry for 35 years. In a statement, Transocean said its workers have the right to stop work anytime they perceive an unsafe situation. Now, for all of you who've worked in construction, as I have, you know full well that this is a true statement. At least it has all of the indications of being true. Anyone on the work sites that I've been on, whether it was working directly for Boeing or whether it was working for M.A. Mortensen Construction Company, the largest concrete contractor on the planet, but anybody on the crews, whether you were a laborer or a carpenter, an iron worker, any of the cement finishers, anybody could stop work if a safety condition came up. We had daily safety meetings. We would go to a special trailer and we would have a safety meeting, and then we would break for lunch. Everyone was way up on safety. I have a jacket hanging in my closet for a full year of service. My crew said I have no accidents, no injuries, no mishaps. Safety is a big thing in union work, and I'm sure it's the same here with Transocean. saved lives. In discussions with some of the 115 rig workers who were rescued after the blast, Billy Anderson said he learned that his son's efforts during the final minutes to control the pressure surge saved scores of lives. Sad, sad, sad piece here. Here's a quote. "My boy was cremated," Billy Anderson said, "but the actions he and those other 10 heroes took are what made it possible for more than 100 other people to escape with their lives." My boy was cremated. My God. Jason Anderson was a tool pusher, an offshore drilling job akin to the foreman on a construction site. I've been that, general contractor as well, which gave him responsibility for overseeing the workers involved in the nuts and bolts of drilling and finishing wells. Anderson had worked aboard the Deepwater Horizon since it was launched from a South Korean shipyard in 2001. Once the vessel arrived in the Gulf of Mexico, he worked alongside exploration specialists from BP, which had the rig under lease for all of its existence. Prior to that, he was assigned to the Cajun Express, another of Geneva-based Transocean's most sophisticated rigs. You know, of course, they just recently moved to Geneva. Before that, they were in that tax haven, Cayman Islands. And then it continues. Talks about the grueling labor and all of that sort of things. But really, folks, this man that died here as probably a foreman of his crew, you know, this is the kind of stuff that America is built out of. These are the real Americans. These are the people I think of when I think of each and every one of you out there listening today. When I'm talking about building a precinct group, I'm talking about really going anything beyond just your regular Joe Blow Americans. They're the people that I would rather spend my time with than just about anybody else. I've had plenty of opportunities to be involved in higher level business and finance and so on and so forth, but I would always much prefer to have stood with all of the people that actually do the work rather than the glad hand and schmooze at the cocktail parties. Well, we'll be right back.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And just to close out this morning's news, this is another article off of Bloomberg, this one by Tony Capizio. House Senate Committee backs the repeal of the military's ban on gays, of all things. U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday backed the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell ban on gays serving openly in the military. The House voted 234 to 194 to adopt an amendment by Pennsylvania Democratic Representative Patrick Murphy, an Iraq war veteran, which revokes the bar on service by acknowledged gays and lesbians while giving the Defense Department flexibility on implementing a new policy. Brother, oh boy. The actions rejected the position of some U.S. military commanders who said they wanted to let the Pentagon complete a survey on the attitudes of service personnel before Congress acted and the repeal became law. Joe Lieberman, Connecticut Independent, supposedly, not as independent as your hat, who worked with Murphy on the measure, said Congress, quote, took a historic step forward to strengthen our military effectiveness and to begin to end a discriminatory policy that dishonors those patriotic Americans who are willing to defend our country. Jump the gun? House Armed Services Committee Chairman Ike Skelton of Missouri, a Democrat, who opposed the repeal, said in a statement that he was disappointed that my colleagues jumped the gun and acted before the Pentagon could complete its review. The usurper's administration supported the legislation which would revoke the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law while giving the Pentagon time to study a new policy on gays and lesbians in the armed services. Barry the usurper said after the votes that the legislation, quote, will help make our armed forces even stronger and more inclusive by allowing gay and lesbian soldiers to serve honestly and with integrity. He said he was grateful that the amendment lets the Pentagon study proceed. Five Republicans in the House joined 229 Democrats in backing the repeal of the ban. It goes on to list them. The issue can be considered again in the full Senate as an amendment to the military authorization ban. Levin told reporters he's confident the measure will survive any attempts to defeat it on the Senate floor because of the very careful way it's going to be implemented. The Senate committee's ranking Republican John McCain, or John McStain, Johnny Mac, as Mike Chambers likes to call him, I think rightly so, Johnny Mac, said before yesterday's vote that he opposed the proposal. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said through a spokesman, quote, he can accept the plan to repeal the law, although he believes the Pentagon's review should be completed first. Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz, Marine Corps Commandant, General James Conway and an Army Chief of Staff General George W. Casey Jr. said in a letter to McCain that they opposed the proposal. In contrast, Admiral Michael Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said he is comfortable with the repeal because it includes, quote, very clear language, close quote, giving military leaders the final decision on whether it's implemented, the American Forces Press Service reported today. Testing ground? Representative Tom Price of Georgia, chairman of the House Republican Study Committee, released a statement opposing the repeal, saying the military, quote, should never be used as a testing ground for social policy, especially not during wartime, close quote. Joel Solmanis, president of the Human Rights Campaign, a Washington-based gay rights advocacy group, said lawmakers who voted to end the ban stood on the right side of history. Quote, Americans recognize that on the battlefield, it does not matter whether service members are gay or straight. What matters is that they got the job done, Solmanis said in a statement. Well, that's the news. I'll withhold my personal feelings and comments. Let's go into something else. I've been talking about John Stuart Mill, wanted to get him into the discussion this week. I certainly want to close out this other material that we're looking at from the symposium in 1955. But, of course, you know, we'll come back to this 1,000-plus page book over and over and over again, and perhaps next week a little bit more, but perhaps not. Might want to change gears about now. We've had a long run. Found out quite a bit about this symposium and Axel Wenner-Gren, the man behind the foundation, the Wenner-Gren Foundation on Anthropological Research. Received a wonderful email yesterday, one of many that I've received since I began that series, but provided me some more information about Ernest Hemingway, information from a book that I'm now looking for. I'd like to get a copy of it myself and read it, but finding out a little bit more about how Ernest Hemingway stood in regards to the submarines preying on the waters, coastal waters of the United States and elsewhere. But this little book here, and I've shared with you from the past, the writings of John Locke, also out of an everyday, every man's library edition, every man's library. It's kind of an interesting thing, this idea of being able to, just like other books that I have in series published by the Modern Library, the Modern Library series, which was an attempt to put into the hands of the greatest possible number of people at the least possible inconvenience and price, many of the books of the past, bringing forward everything from Thucydides and Aristotle and Plato and Socrates all the way forward through the French Revolution, the time of the Enlightenment, and on up into more modern materials. This little Everyman's Library edition of John Locke on civil government and his treatise, The Refutation of the Right of Divine Rule, is a delight. But also this book, which I've had in my library for years, is an Everyman classic, and it's titled John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism, On Liberty, Considerations on Representative Government. I'm just going to give you a little bit, a teaser off the back of it, to give you an idea why you might look for a book like this for yourself. Edited by H.B. Acton, the professor of moral philosophy at the University of Edinburgh, that would be Scotland, and he was there from 1964 to 1974, the editor. And this is what is found on the back cover, and this one being a paperback. This volume contains three of Mill's most important works and some extracts from his Auguste Comte and Positivism. This is what caught my attention when I found it. Not only was I looking for work on John Stuart Mill, but I was thrilled to find extracts from his Auguste Comte and Positivism. As many of you know, I've made quite an inquiry into who is Isidore Auguste Marie-Francois Xavier Comte, and just what is the system of positivism that was developed by the founder of sociology, the science. But it continues here. This volume contains three of Mill's most important works and some extracts from his Auguste Comte and Positivism, which was published in 1865, included for the first time in the 1972 edition. Utilitarianism, which was published in 1863, accepts but modifies Jeremy Bentham's principle that utility, or the greatest happiness of the greatest number, is the foundation of morals. And, of course, we begin the broadcast every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. Again, this is this happiness principle I'm trying to bring to your attention. Of course, it starts much earlier than that with Francis Hutcheson. It was well known by all of our founders. There's a reason why they included this pursuit of happiness in the Declaration. But also, to bring the next thing that I say here in my daily show open, this is the home of philosophical radicalism, which is to bring to your attention Jeremy Bentham, all right? Utilitarianism, published 1863, accepts but modifies Jeremy Bentham's principle that utility, or the greatest happiness of the greatest number, is the foundation of morals. All right? This idea of the greatest good of the greatest number, robbing Peter to pay Paul, really, the will of the majority trumping the law of the land. It's a bit of poison, but of course, the utilitarians and many of the libertarians champion John Stuart Mill.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word Oracle into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And continuing again from the back cover of this Every Man's Classic edition of John Stuart Mill's Utilitarianism on Liberty, Considerations on Representative Government, all three very fascinating topics to me, giving you over the weekend perhaps the opportunity to go up to Scribd or one of the other places that you might look for online books. Perhaps you could find a copy of this that you could begin reading. Myself, personally, I have, it's anathema for me to read for any length of time at all on the internet. I like the books physical. I really maul my books. I underline, I highlight, I bookmark, I cross-reference. I bring out other books and whatnot, and I like to be able to have them in my hands. And especially for doing radio, it works very well for me because I can bookmark a series of books and have them open here on my radio table to share with you. But you might find this on the internet someplace and take a look at it because they're fascinating reads and you'll see why they've been so influential. But let's understand as well that when Henry St. Simon, Claude Henry Duverbroy St. Simon, who fought alongside of George Washington at the Battle of Yorktown running a battery of French mortars, when he was awarded his Order of Cincinnatus and he was the last of all that were in the Revolutionary War to receive that badge of honor, if you will. He wore it all of his life like Hitler wore his Iron Cross. But when he went back to France and then began to first become very wealthy in land speculation, buying up the land that had been seized from the church and the nobility during the Revolution, French Revolution, after that time period, they became the head shed of a salon, a couple of them, but basically these were places where the philosophical radicals in their day would get together and meet and discuss all sorts of manner of esoteric and things. And so it was through that experience, of course, that Auguste Comte made acquaintance with Henry St. Simon and became his secretary, basically his principal writer and author of much of the periodicals that were published, the broadsheets and whatnot that were published by Henry St. Simon. And it was in that process that John Stuart Mill became a disciple, if you will, of these men and influenced by it. And as I've mentioned in the past, he was all on board with Auguste Comte and positivism all the way up to and including the time when Auguste Comte finally wrote his Catechism of the Positive Religion, or as he styled it, the Universal Religion of Humanity. And when John Stuart Mill saw this production and read it, he realized that what Auguste Comte had done basically was to create a perfect storm, and that his system was very likely to gain a lot of traction, which it certainly has. And so at that time, if my understanding and the histories that I've read are correct, John Stuart Mill left the company of Henry St. Simon and Auguste Comte and went back to England and began to write on liberty. And so much of his writing then that he was so famous for is really an attempt or to bulwark or firewall, create a firewall between the positivist point of view, where everything is relative and there are no absolutes, and a more traditional point of view, which many people really appreciated and continue to admire today, this idea of utilitarianism. Much of the libertarian, I'm not talking about the Ludwig von Mises Institute group, I'm talking about the English libertarians that are utilitarian at heart. But again, back to this little broadsheet or the note on the back of the book, it says, Mill appears to be one of the strongest supporters of freedom of thought, speech, and the individual. And for that, I give him 100 leagues right there. I'm with him. I'm on board with this idea of freedom of thought, freedom of speech, and the individual. He examines from the standpoint of the utilitarian philosophy the proper relation of society to the individual. This book has been frequently appealed to in contemporary discussion on, for example, reform of the laws on homosexuality, pornography, and drugs. Interestingly enough that we have a repeal of the military's ban on gays at the very day that I want to read this little bit to you. But again, and back to this book, this one published, this particular edition was published in 1972, the one that I'm holding here. Oh no, I'm sorry, reprinted in 1988. This was printed in 88, but originally published in 72. But again, we're looking at homosexuality, pornography, and drugs, reform on these laws. This whole time period of Jeremy Bentham was a period of incredible reform of the laws of England, moving away from the common law of England, moving into this new codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable legal positivism that we live under today. Considerations on Representative Government, published in 1861, sums up Mill's characteristic political philosophy, which combined the democratic belief that everyone should participate in government with a concern to protect social minorities from the tyranny of the majority. And so even though we can say the greatest good of the greatest number, the happiness principle, we do need to understand John Stuart Mill's perspective, where the majority would never be allowed to trump the minority because of the tyranny involved in such an action. So there's much to learn from John Stuart Mill, and we'll bring him up again next week. Hopefully I'll study some more about him over the weekend. And on a programming note, on Sunday evening on Michael Vail's broadcast, if all goes according to plan, he'll be joined by an interview Erwin Laszlo, if I have that name correctly. Let me jump up into this box and look. And in the second hour after that review, much as we did with Barbara Marks Hubbard, if all goes according to plan and all of the invitations remain unchanged, myself and Vicki Davis will join Michael Vail in the second hour of his broadcast to go through some of our research and understanding in regards to the things discussed in the first hour. So we'll wait for that one to open up, and then I'll report back on that. But anyway, that's coming up on Sunday, so you might want to check on that as well. Lots of good broadcasting over the weekend. This will be another one of those 70-in-the-week things for me. Back into where we left off yesterday in the discussion of man's self-transformation out of this symposium out of 1955 out of Princeton, New Jersey, reading from the writings of a man named Frank Knight. He says this, it's essentially futile to argue that if men were rational and virtuous, social conflicts and problems would disappear. He says it's essentially futile to argue that if, big if there, key word, operative word, if men were rational, in other words, the age of reason, reasonableness, rational, and virtuous, social conflicts and problems would disappear. Continuing, words like rationality and virtue merely point to the problem, the heart of which is to define them. How do you define words like rational? What's rational? What's reasonable? What's reasonable? Well, for one person might be wholly unreasonable for another. What is rational? What is reasonable? It's one of the real troubling stumbling stones when you get involved with morals and ethics. Very, very difficult stuff to deal with on a superficial level. Very difficult indeed. Okay, so what is rational and what is virtue? What is virtue? Again, that brings back and harkens up this idea of the pursuit of happiness. It goes all the way back to Francis Hutcheson, which we've shared a little bit from in the past. But I mean, we're talking those two words, rational, the age of reason, and virtue together are the philosophical foundation of the Declaration of Independence and our desire to be free from the jackboot of England. Continuing, but they cannot be defined in relation to the realities in such a way that even if the qualities named could somehow be implanted in all men, a solution would result. The solution. And how would you define that solution? What would the solution look like? Even if these qualities, rationality and virtue, could be implanted in all men, you know, how could we come up with a solution? What kind of a solution would come up from that? Very important stuff here. For a static, as opposed to a dynamic, for a static society, living under laws assumed to be immutable and hence universally known, rationality and virtue had a fairly definite meaning and a large degree of logical applicability. Again, what's he saying here? This idea of living under laws assumed to be immutable and hence universally known. This is the laws of nature and the laws and nature's God, the natural law spoken of in our Declaration of Independence. Well, we'll pick it up with Mr. Knight's writings right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, yes, again, I checked my my documents here, and I have Dr. Irvin Laszlo. Irvin Laszlo is the author of the editor of 69 books translated into as many as 19 languages and has over 400 articles and research papers and 6 volumes of writings, blah, 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 and all that. He's going to be on with Michael Vail in the first hour of The Vantage Point on Sunday, the 30th. Do check that out, and then hopefully I'll be up to the task, and Vicki Davis will join us, and the three of us will review some of what we've heard in that first hour. Should be another interesting broadcast. I'm looking forward to hearing Irvin speak as well, and I always enjoy the way that Michael Vail has the ability to deal fairly with his guests, no matter how wild the topic might be. But we'll go into that on Sunday. Back to the discussion here. Once more, for a static society living under laws assumed to be immutable and hence universally known, rationality and virtue had a fairly definite meaning and a large degree of logical applicability. And certainly, if we go back to John Locke and look at the writings that he brought forth from there and all the way through, all the way up to the 1800s in this country, this was the rule of the day on this continent for our people. No doubt about it. But in a society dedicated to freedom and progress, now we're invoking John Stuart Mill, and to truth critically conceived, we're also bringing in here August Comte. this idea of a society dedicated to freedom and progress. Well, here from the Catechism of the Positive Religion, or the Universal Religion of Humanity by Auguste Comte, the fly sheet says, love for principle and order for basis and progress for end. Put that one up in neon lights. Love for principle, order for basis, and progress for end. For the means justify the end. For sure. And this idea of what is sustainable development, we hear about all of the time. Could be defined this way. Development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. There's a lot of poison in that little statement. We have to use our thinking, you know, keep our thinking caps on, and not the Phrygian cap, but our thinking caps on all the time as we move through this philosophically radical material. Oftentimes, it has landmines just waiting for you to step on. But anyway, continuing. But in a society dedicated to freedom and progress and to truth critically conceived, they merely indicate the problem, which is to agree intelligently on ideals to be progressively realized and on the forms of associate action required. This idea of the progressive realization, the progressive, you know, what is success? It's the progressive realization of predetermined personal worthwhile goals, not only in our lives, in countries, in states, in counties, and internationally. It's the progressive realization of predetermined personal worthwhile goals, or as the author states, it is to agree intelligently on ideals, the ideal, that's a philosophy term, by the way, ideals to be progressively realized, the progressives, the Bull Moose Party, and on the forms of associative action. You go to Walmart and talk with all of the associates, right? And on the forms of associative action, you might think of collectives there, required. This is the perpetual task of man in his life on earth, insofar as he believes in freedom and intelligence rather than in freezing his conduct into a rigid and unchanging pattern. In other words, the status quo being discussed there. The status quo. Let's see what we got going on over here. Jump over here and find out why my show clock isn't running properly. Okay, now it's back on. That's good. All right. Freezing his conduct into a rigid and unchanging pattern. Would we wish it otherwise? No, we don't want to be locked in. Locked in on one concept, locking out all of the others. Locked in on petroleum. Locked in on oil, locking out all others. It's impossible to continually live in the three-cornered hat, mourner bench, 50-caliber rifle, black powder rifle day of our ancestors. We're going to live in the present, always falling forward into the future. If all truth were discovered and known and all possible beauty and other goods achieved, what would we do then? What would we live for? I can't begin to tell you how very much these words speak to me. This author, Mr. Frank Knight, is very well read in the writings of Francis Hutcheson. This author knows what is meant by the pursuit of happiness and the happiness principle. As a last word, the root of modern man's discontents is his unwillingness to live with the facts of life. Unwilling to live with the facts of life. This invokes this idea of voluntary ignorance and willful oblivion, voluntarily ignorant of certain things, willfully oblivious to them, unwilling to live with the facts of life. Life is changing, and life has changed, like it or not. September 11th, 2001, a defining moment in American history and world history. Whether we like it or whether we don't like it, our world was changed on that day. But this, he must do. Hard, unpleasant, and nasty as the facts often are, until they can be changed for the better by intellectual action. Idealistic wishing is necessary, but wishful thinking is futile, and, if acted upon, will certainly do more harm than good. wishful thinking. We, quote, must preserve life and a civilization in which men can rationally cherish ideals and work towards their achievement. This will constantly involve their own redefinition and improvement. It is questionable how far it is useful even to consider ideals beyond what reasonably seems possible, and action certainly must not aim at anything else. In other words, our actions aim at that which is reasonably possible. But we need to be very careful there as well. Definitely, we want to set achievable, realistic goals. But what's realistic for me may not be realistic for you. And what may be realistic for you might not be realistic for your spouse or your children or your parents. That's why personal comes into it all the time. It's the progressive realization of predetermined personal worthwhile goals. You've put together a list, perhaps, maybe out of curiosity, just to see how far they would run. Maybe you do have a list of everything you ever needed. Maybe you have created a list of everything you ever wanted. Well, think about it from this standpoint, then. Go back and look at those. And from them, you might want to rate them out. Number one, number two, number three, the thing that you wanted most, the thing you needed most. And then you set for yourself, understanding that success in life is a journey, not a destination, you set for yourself predetermined, personal, worthwhile goals, a progressive realization, step by step by step. How do you eat that elephant? You eat it one bite at a time. How do you eat that donkey one bite at a time? How do you achieve your goals? How do you climb a mountain one step at a time? And then so you look at those needs, and you can often throw away the wants, but you can look at those needs and then begin to develop an action plan as to how you will obtain that need. How would you progressively realize that? You break it down. You need to understand and identify what are the roadblocks and obstacles that stand between where you or we are today and where we or you need to be in the very near future. For BP, one of the greatest obstacles they had to overcome was the depth, 5,000 feet below sea level, a place where no human can dwell. Between where you are today and where you need to be in the near future in regards to perhaps your personal financial plan. What would be your first step? What would be your second? First thing you need to do is to accurately identify the roadblocks and obstacles. As a wise physician, I strive to find the real diseases and then focus my attention on eradicating the disease. We don't need to worry so much about the symptoms and the victims. They point us to that disease. But when you can correctly identify, diagnose, analyze, and separate out the disease, then you can proceed to cure the disease. It's questionable how, well, it's questionable, but that's the end of the broadcast. So, folks, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening this week. I enjoyed being here. I hope you did, too. I'll see you all back again on Monday. Till then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.